fjc.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It is 78 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, 77 in Topeka. The time is 3:06.
Music in advance. Stephen Thompson, NPR Music.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 in Junction City, always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. We will have an update of news headlines for you in approximately 12 minutes. That's going to happen at 3:30. At 3:36, President Trump may need to act quickly if he wants to appoint more of his kind of federal judges while the Senate math remains favorable.
This is probably the best Senate in 100 years for confirming conservative judicial nominees.
More on the types of people Trump tends to select to further cement his judicial legacy. We will also look into the problem of telling your kids about gambling and how to do it responsibly. It's all coming up on KPR.
And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas, that provides plants and food through their spring plant sales and weekly CSA and Farm Stop. Details at caseyfarmschool.org.
The Sasha Groshan Quartet is on Classics Live this week. You will hear that at 7 o'clock tonight on your KPR One stations. It's sort of a jazzy recital, which took place over at Johnson County Community College. It features a classical cellist, Sasha Groshan, with a jazz trio, including the Suite for Cello and Jazz Piano Trio by Claude Bowling. You'll hear it tonight at 7 on your KPR One stations, on KPR Two at 7 o'clock. Stick around for Prairie Journal, followed at 8 o'clock by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson. We have an 80% chance of showers and storms tonight. Could see locally heavy rainfall after midnight with lows in the lower 50s. It's 3:20.
Support for NPR comes from...
This is NPR News.
The ceasefire meant to pause the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran has not prevented more bloodshed. Israeli strikes in Lebanon have killed more than 200 people and wounded more than 1,000 others. Now, Vice President Vance is expected in Islamabad this weekend for peace talks with Iran. The latest updates on the war on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is a great way to start off your day with the latest national, international, and regional news. Tomorrow, Jay Schaefer will be your host.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting the University Dance Company's Spring Concert, featuring choreography by Kansas City's Sam McReynolds, April 10th through 12th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at dance.ku.edu.
It's 78 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Emporia, 77 in Topeka. The time is 3:30.
Means more rain in the southern U.S. and drier weather in the northern U.S. Globally, the hottest years on record have been El Nino years. Lauren Summer, NPR News.
Stocks finished modestly higher on Wall Street even after oil prices rose again today. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas lawmakers are back in the State House as powerful Republican majorities are seeking to override vetoes made by the Democratic governor and to pass their priorities into law. Zane Irwin reports on the final part of this legislative session.
In her last session as Kansas governor, Laura Kelly vetoed 27 bills affecting immigration enforcement, election laws, property taxes, and more. Kelly also vetoed dozens of line items in the state budget that lawmakers proposed, including pay raises for themselves. Republicans make up more than two-thirds of the state House and Senate, which is the threshold needed to pass a bill into law despite the governor's veto. After Kelly rejected a hard-fought bill aimed at reducing property taxes, lawmakers are working to reach a new deal before wrapping up the veto session. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
A new ground beef plant in southwest Kansas will create 250 jobs in Garden City. The company Empirical will bring the processing jobs to go with the meatpacking industry in the area. Empirical invested $250 million in the new facility that will increase its beef production by 50%. Kansas U.S. Republican Senator Jerry Moran spoke at the grand opening. He says this will add to the nation's beef supply.
Another reason that you're going to want to be in business in southwest Kansas, in the livestock business in southwest Kansas, this company wants to be in the heart of livestock production, livestock processing, the production of food.
State of Kansas officials at the opening said they hope to help make beef more affordable by increasing production. A student at Ottawa High School in Franklin County has been arrested for allegedly threatening other students. The 15-year-old was taken into custody by Ottawa police yesterday. In a press release, the police department said the threats were, quote, specific to identified individuals and were not directed at the school, student body, staff, or the public. The teen was taken to the Franklin County Juvenile Intake and Assessment Center. Investigators say the targeted students and their families have been notified, and they do not believe there is an ongoing threat to the school or the community. There's an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Locally heavy rainfall is possible after midnight. Lows tonight in the lower 50s. Tomorrow a 70% chance of showers and storms with a high in the lower 60s.
Support for NPR comes from this state. Support for Wildcard with Rachel Martin comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, hear the night beat of Tito Puente, the new exotic sounds of the Tiki Delights, and Mr. Lucky Goes Latin. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence, as well many other frequencies, all listed for you at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, where you can always stream KPR 1 and KPR 2. Take a look at some photographs that go along with some of the stories you have been hearing. Also, see a complete rundown of the day's top stories. So much to see and do at the KPR website. You can even become a member. Again, that's kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 4:01. At 4:06, we'll have a conversation with international correspondent Daniel Estrin about how the U.S.-Iran-Israel ceasefire is being received in Israel. The fragile truce with Iran is holding for now. Whether Israel really likes it or not, we'll get you the latest details coming right up.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing whole person care at one location, including primary care, mental health, and vaccines. Heartland is now accepting new Medicare patients and private insurance. More at heartlandhealth.org.
It's 10 minutes before
NPR News. This is All Things.
Israeli war with Iran has not prevented more bloodshed. Stay informed with the latest news of the war on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. You'll hear Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will have your regional news. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.5. 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low in the lower 50s. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Arch Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Topeka. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, we will bring you news headlines. That's actually going to happen at 4:30. At 4:36, we head to the border between Iran and Turkey to hear what Iranians have to say about the fragile ceasefire. Then we're going to tell you all about a treasure that may be lurking in your very home. People are paying absolutely crazy amounts of money for Pokemon cards, depending, of course, on their condition.
A Pikachu with a gray felt hat. $800 when it's graded at a 9. But a perfect 10 will cost you close to $2,500.
So what is with this speculative boom? Try and get at the bottom of it. Coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
We do have an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Locally heavy rainfall is possible after midnight. Lows in the lower 50s. That being said, I wouldn't be shocked to see there be a weather watch issued sometime here in the next hour or two. For tomorrow, cloudy, 70% chance of showers and storms, highs in the lower 60s.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power, such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at cromwellsolar.com.
It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, 77 in Manhattan. It's 4:20.
Support for NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning edition tomorrow with Layla Fadel, Steve Inskeep, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
News headlines are coming up next. 80% chance of showers and storms tonight. Lows in the lower 50s. It's 79 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4:30.
It's a fire when a person imagines that object. The finding supports earlier evidence from brain scans suggesting that seeing and imagining activate the same circuits. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Stocks finished higher on Wall Street even after oil prices rose again over worries a ceasefire with Iran may be in trouble. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas lawmakers are back in the State House as powerful Republican majorities are seeking to override vetoes by the Democratic governor and pass their own priorities into law. Zane Irwin reports on the final part of the legislative session.
In her last session as Kansas governor, Laura Kelly vetoed 27 bills affecting immigration enforcement, election laws, property taxes, and more. Kelly also vetoed dozens of line items in the state budget that lawmakers proposed, including pay raises for themselves. Republicans make up more than two-thirds of the state House and Senate, which is the threshold needed to pass a bill into law despite the governor's veto. After Kelly rejected a hard-fought bill aimed at reducing property taxes, lawmakers are working to reach a new deal before wrapping up the veto session. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
A wide-ranging legislative proposal to change Kansas student health and school schedules has failed to pass. As State House reporter Zach Boblett explains, the measure will also affect federal money coming into the state.
The plan included several Make America Healthy Again policies, like banning certain food additives in school meals, requiring daily recess for elementary students, and bringing back the presidential fitness test. That fitness test is tied to the federal Rural Health Transformation Program, where half the funding is distributed equally and the other half is competitive. Without the test, the state's competitive score drops, meaning less federal funding will be coming to Kansas. Some Republicans, including Representative Ken Rogers, opposed the bill, saying it combined too many measures into one.
But to simply do this together is wrong. It is absolutely wrong.
Rogers said he supports parts of the plan, but not the way it was packaged together. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
A new ground beef plant in southwest Kansas will create 250 jobs in Garden City. The company Empirical will bring the processing jobs to go with the meatpacking industry in the area. Empirical invested $250 million in the new facility that will increase its beef production by 50%. Kansas U.S. Republican Senator Jerry Moran spoke at the grand opening. He said this will add to the nation's beef supply.
It's another reason that you're going to want to be in business in southwest Kansas, in the livestock business in southwest Kansas. This company wants to be in the heart of livestock production, livestock processing, the production of food.
State of Kansas officials at the opening said they hope to help make beef more affordable by increasing production. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Locally heavy rainfall is possible after midnight. Lows tonight in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, another 70% chance of showers and storms with highs in the lower 60s. There is a 70% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night. It's 4:35.
All things considered from NPR News, I'm
at Kansas.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Think politics are divisive today? Next time on Prairie Journal, we travel back to the legislative war of 1893.
We are looking at the doors from the Capitol that the Republicans broke into after the populace barricaded themselves in the House of Representatives chamber.
That's on Prairie Journal, 7 o'clock Thursday evening on KPR2.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We are always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also access us via smart speaker. All the details on how to do that, tailored to whichever smart speaker you have, at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We will get you an update of news headlines at 5:01. At 5:06, Pakistan has emerged as a key mediator between the U.S. and Iran, in part out of necessity.
It is hugely exposed to energy supply shortages, risks of inflation, food insecurity.
And beginning tomorrow, Pakistan will host direct talks between the two nations. More on that story coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of local foods. Opening day is Saturday, April 11th from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire in downtown Lawrence. More information available at lawrencefarmersmarket.org.
We do have an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Locally heavy rainfall is possible after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. Our big concern with these storms is hail. So make sure you have multiple ways to be notified of any storm warnings that are issued.
From NPR News, this is a core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. From the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, celebrating a century of supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at mott.org/100. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
The ceasefire meant to pause the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran has not prevented more bloodshed. Stay informed with the latest news on the war on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, the latest national, international, and regional news. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 5 o'clock.
Their opponent was the Portland Sea Dogs. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. The National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement for central Wabansee County. A strong thunderstorm moving through that area for about the next 12 minutes. Doppler radar tracking a strong thunderstorm 4 miles south of Alma, moving to the northeast at 40 miles per hour. Strong wind gusts of 50 to 55 miles per hour and pea-sized hail associated with this storm. Locations affected include Alma, Maple Hill, McFarland, and Paxico. It also includes I-70 between mile markers 331 and 345. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 5:06.
By his music in advance. Stephen Thompson, NPR Music.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison. And we are always streaming both our KPR 1 and KPR 2 streams at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, how to talk to your kids about gambling. Teens and young adults have a growing problem with sports betting and gaming. So how to talk about it before it becomes a problem. It's kind of delicate, so I'll look into that. Also, we will talk about the president and his ability to add conservative judges to the judiciary. Probably need to fill some key vacancies this year, but he might be running out of time because of the makeup of the Senate. We'll tell you more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com.
A strong thunderstorm will be moving through portions of Shawnee and Wabansee counties through 5:45. This storm near Eskridge, moving to the northeast at 30 miles per hour. Strong wind gusts of 50 to 55 miles per hour. If you are in Eskridge, Dover, Willard, or Keene, be aware this storm is coming your way. It includes I-70 between mile markers 342 and 349. And we now have a brand new severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 11 o'clock tonight. It does not include Shawnee County. It does not include Douglas County. It does include both Riley and Geary counties. I'll have a full rundown coming your way in about 10 minutes because literally this thing came out like 2 minutes ago. It is 5:20.
Support for NPR comes.
If you aren't by the radio, try asking your smart speaker to play NPR or your local station by name. This is NPR News.
The ceasefire meant to pause the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran has not prevented more bloodshed. Israeli strikes in Lebanon have killed more than 200 people and wounded more than 1,000 others. Now, Vice President Vance is expected in Islamabad this weekend for peace talks with Iran. The latest updates on the war on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It's Morning Edition with Layla Fadel, Steve Inskeep, and your local host will be Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Stay tuned. I will be back in just about 30 seconds to give you an update on the weather. The situation is developing quite rapidly, so stick around. First, we'll get a preview of what is yet to come on All Things Considered. It's 5:30.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Juana Summers.
And I'm Elsa Chang. President Trump has already made his mark on the federal courts with 3 Supreme Court justices and dozens of judges on the lower courts.
How might he cement his judicial legacy?
It is possible, if not likely, that he will nominate someone that has no other ideological credential besides loyalty to him.
Now news.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Let's turn to the weather first. A brand new severe thunderstorm watch has been issued. It is in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for the following counties: Atchison, Brown, Dickinson, Donovan, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Holt, and Nottoway counties in Missouri. This includes Manhattan, Junction City, Abilene, Atchison, and St. Joseph. The farther north you go, the more likely you are to see supercell storms tonight. So, as I mentioned earlier, make sure you have multiple ways to be notified of storm warnings. We want to be sure everyone stays safe. These supercell storms are the ones we're most concerned about because, as you know, by virtue of you being here in Kansas, supercell storms can spin off tornadoes with virtually no warning. But a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for portions of the KPR listening area, including Manhattan, Junction City, Abilene, Atchison, and St. Joseph. It does not include Lawrence or Topeka or Emporia. We are expecting to see showers for sure, possibly some thunderstorms, but that severe thunderstorm watch is for this very distinct sort of western and northern tier running through central Kansas. And again, the closer you get to the Nebraska border, the more concerned we are about some of the risks associated with these storms. National Weather Service saying you could see scattered large hail up to 2.5 inches in diameter. I looked it up. That's tennis ball sized hail. You could see gusty winds up to about 75 miles per hour with these storms. Again, supercell storms, kind of unpredictable, can spin off tornadoes. We're mostly concerned about the updrafts. If you're on the backside of these storms, less concerned with the outflow. But be alert, be aware you have a severe thunderstorm watch, lots of potential energy floating around in that area. I'm going to repeat those counties one more time for Atchison, Brown, Dickinson, Donovan, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Holt, and Nottoway counties in Missouri. This includes Manhattan, Junction City, Abilene, Atchison, and St. Joseph. Obviously, also, you know, all of those counties. We have Holton included in that. We have Perry and Oskaloosa included in that. Just make sure you have multiple ways to receive warnings as we head into the later hours, particularly after sunset. That severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 11 o'clock tonight. Right now, we do have a strong thunderstorm moving through southwestern Shawnee and southeastern Wabansee counties. That's through 5:45 as of the prediction right now. Strong wind gusts up to 55 miles per hour. Gusty winds could knock down tree limbs and blow around unsecured objects. The storm itself is moving to the northeast at 30 miles per hour. Locations affected include Eskridge, Dover, Willard, and Keene. It also includes I-70 between mile markers 342 and 349. We do actually have some other news. A wide-ranging legislative proposal to change Kansas student health and school schedules has failed to pass. Our State House reporter Zach Boblett explains that the measure will also affect federal money coming into the state.
The plan included several Make America Healthy Again policies, like banning certain food additives in school meals, requiring daily recess for elementary students, and bringing back the presidential fitness test. That fitness test is tied to the federal Rural Health Transformation Program, where half the funding is distributed equally and the other half is competitive. Without the test, the state's competitive score drops, meaning less federal funding will be coming to Kansas. Some Republicans, including Representative Ken Rogers, opposed the bill, saying it combined too many measures into one.
But to simply do this together is wrong. It is absolutely wrong.
Rogers said he supports parts of the plan, but not the way it was packaged together. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Once again, a strong thunderstorm affecting southwestern Shawnee and southeastern Waubonsie counties through 5:45 tonight. If you're in Eskridge, Dover, Willard, or Keene, or on I-70 between mile markers 342 and 349, be aware of this storm. We are currently tracking a couple of severe thunderstorms up in Republic County, up near Belleville. So if you're headed that way, just be on the lookout. And again, have plenty of ways to be notified about warnings.
This is All Things... Support for Wildcard with Rachel Martin comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live, your weekly Kansas music showcase, where this week we're recapping and revisiting some of our favorite 105 Live studio sessions. With music from the LG Desk Concerts, Godzillionaire, Natalie Prowser, Hello Biplane, and more, it's all live sessions on 105 Live this week, Saturday 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 6:01. Then we will listen in on a conversation between Mary Louise Kelly and international correspondent Daniel Estrin about how the U.S.-Iran-Israel ceasefire is being received in Israel. That story and much more still to come. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Dial M for Murder, a noir-inspired suspenseful thriller, showing April 17th through the 18th and 23rd through the 26th. Ticket information and more at theodorelawrence.com.
The special weather statement for portions of Waubonsie and Shawnee counties has been allowed to expire. We do still have a severe thunderstorm watch till 11 o'clock tonight for Atchison, Brown, Dickinson, Donovan, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties in Kansas.
And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas, that provides plants and food through their spring plant sales and weekly CSA and Farm Stop. Details at kcfarmschool.org.
This is Kansas Public Radio. You're listening to All Things Considered. It's 10 minutes before 6 o'clock.
People fall asleep. Learn more at zquil.com. From Fisher Investments, Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
The ceasefire meant to pause the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran has not prevented more bloodshed. Stay informed with the latest news on the war on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning. Start your day off right with the very latest news, information from all around the world, all around the nation, and all around the region, with Jay Schaefer as your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.